Only on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth. KTDK Sanger. KKLF Richardson. KPLX HD2 Fort Worth. A Cumulus station. Once again, Bad Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Happy birthday to you.
And now, here are your hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
Hello. May I please speak to Bob?
257 Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Grooves, please.
Okay. Don Davis Auto Group in Rally House, Texas bring you my Nizzle. And Soulmate.
Thanks, Soulmate.
And Best Friend.
Good show today.
Thanks, man.
You were great.
Yeah, except for that one segment. Otherwise, nailed it.
That wasn't your fault, though.
Right. It was Tom's.
All right, it's time to say hello to the Hardline. Mike Reiner, Corby the Snake Davidson. Two opposites who somehow can bring it together to do a program.
That's what Paula Abdul sung about.
By the way, Donovan.
You think we're pretty opposite?
You get together
because
opposites attract, and you know it ain't fiction, just a natural fact. We come together because opposites attract.
I'm embarrassed you know that song. I understand Donovan had to like fit into his community, but you...
Well, I'm part of that community, too.
That's right.
You're
I interface very easily with them.
You're old and gray and square, and now you have young and hip and awesome and party.
Awesome.
Yeah.
By the way, you were longing to be white in the break, which I totally understand.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Totally get it.
It is fun.
So... I don't know if you heard about Liz Taylor getting engaged.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did.
To a black dude?
Yeah.
Who's like 30 years younger.
And he's just walking around as she's wheeling around in a wheelchair. He's walking, holding a hand.
You could have that.
Oh, my God.
Like, you want a white chick, you might have to go a little older.
Really? Elizabeth Taylor?
Like,
40
years.
Let's scale that back a little bit.
She's got cash,
dude. You won't have to go older.
Are you guys going to do...
I promise you that.
Can't wipe the smile off his face.
I was listening to...
I can arrange this for you.
Really? Let's
do it. You don't have to go older.
All right.
All right, if you're a white chick out there and you're after Donovan, let me know. I will facilitate this.
Give us a call. 214.
Hey, Grooves, let me get some iPod.
Yeah. Mike is my pimp.
That's right. I'll be his pimp.
Before I get to today in history.
And what's that show? Oh, Hung. That's the show on HBO?
Yeah.
All right.
I wanted to play this.
It's a good show.
And see if you guys were going to follow up on this today. I don't always listen to the Hardline when I'm at home in the car because my kids and stuff and you guys are too dirty.
No, we're not going to follow up on it.
But I was listening to the Hardline on my podcast the other night just to see, oh, look, here's the Hardline talking a little golf. I'd like to hear what they had to say. So here's the, this is what you hear if you load the podcast.
Listening to the Ticket, either podcast or broadcast. Check out The Hardline, live every afternoon from 3 till 7 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
You don't think he makes the cut, huh?
I do not. I just think it's too much, and not so much that he's going to be held back because of what's going
really
on
it.
In his private
life. I just
life.
Want to know if you're going to talk about...
I don't think he's ready.
Well, we talked about it on Friday when, yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
You did the segment already?
Yeah.
I just turned that on like Saturday night thinking, oh, well, I wonder what Corby had to say about the...
Yeah, I mean, it was obvious after Thursday he was going to make the cut. So I was eating crow on Thursday and Friday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But you thanks for bringing it up again.
How did it taste?
Like crow.
So did he make the cut? Did he eventually...
He did make the cut.
What's your take on it?
He did.
You're my golf leader, dude.
I know.
Now I'm going to have to listen to Rosengarten.
No.
I think you're wrong.
He knows more than you.
Never
but, Snake, you did say he was going to shoot like a 70 Friday, didn't you?
I did say that, and he shot a 70.
Yeah.
You said he was going to start sculling balls.
No, skirt. Well, today is Monday, April 12th, 102nd day of the year. There are 263 days left in 2010. On this day, Mike, in 1945, I'm sorry to bring this up, President Franklin D. Roosevelt died of a cerebral hemorrhage at age 63, succeeded by... Why are you looking at me?
Truman.
All right.
Now, was that a bad day, Mike?
Wasn't that the only president you ever knew?
No, actually, I was.
Did you have an emotional connection with Roosevelt?
No, I honestly did not. I can't tell you very much about him at all.
Isn't that why you have a little blanket on your lap when you sit in a chair?
No.
Who was this old guy that threw the first pitch out in Cleveland?
He's
Is that Bob Feller.
Ed Cleveland? You know, founder?
No, would you believe Bob Feller?
Was God, it? He can't even pitch anymore. He sucks.
Good thing he retired.
I could hit him.
On this day in 18...
Oh, can you go 7 innings also?
On him? Yes.
Oh, I don't know who's pitching. I'm sure I'll have to go all 7 innings for us.
Where are the high tops?
Golly. Now, what about this year, Snake? You going 7? Are you going to even pitch?
Please don't let him.
I didn't pitch last year either.
Right, you haven't, you know, oh, you fresh. Had a year off, right.
Your arm is fresh.
That's true. Now, I'm going to be where I belong. At first base.
Well, all the sorry people play first base.
On this day in 1861, the American...
You don't have to do anything except catch
right.
the ball.
You just... Really? In this game?
Yeah.
Just catch the ball.
This game or any game.
Holy cow.
You always put the real fat people on first base.
That's me.
That's where the hammer always used to play.
The fat left-handed kids.
You're needed in the outfield.
Hey, you got to run and stuff.
When's the draft?
Tonight.
This week?
This
tonight?
Week. No,
today?
It's not tonight. No, oh. No, no. You are gullible.
I don't know. We're,
I know it's this week.
Yeah, Wednesday or Thursday.
The 15th. When is the 15th?
No way to find out. On this day in 1861, Mike, the American Civil War began as Confederate forces bombarded Fort Sumter in South Carolina.
I wish I was the lamb.
Was this a surprise or was this in the air?
I don't know. I wasn't around then. There are others around here who are far more into that scene than me.
Some modest. Okay, Mike, here you go. On this day in... On this day in 1877, the catcher's mask was first used in baseball.
I remember that.
By James Ting of Harvard.
Did that revolutionize the sport, Mike?
Did you say this won't stick? Did you say back in my day...
No.
Do you need catcher's masks?
No, I didn't say anything at all. I wasn't around then.
They're for the weak. So
manly men wouldn't wear a mask.
First
what is this, hockey?
Gloves. Now catcher's masks.
What's this coming
gloves.
To?
Gloves. Come on, big hit. Big
all
hit.
Right. Let's try to focus on today's birthdays.
Oh, what a play!
Oh.
Who was that at the plate?
That was
Davis. That may be the catch of the year.
Probably not.
Century.
Wow, that was awesome.
Sorry. Was that in left field for Klee that just about killed himself?
Look at this.
Is that still Joe Carter?
Is that Johnny Peralta?
Peralta didn't play left field.
Was that Rocky Colavito?
All right, birthdays. Hey, Ticket.
Oh, that's Austin Kearns.
My boyfriend, Tyler Smith, is a huge P1, is turning 28 Monday.
Tyler, my neighbor.
I have met Corby now a couple of times, as his parents live in the same neighborhood, and I love his son and good puppy dogs.
Thank you.
His mom listens, so I don't know if I should say that I am going to wake him up in that special way.
Don't.
But I may. Wink.
You know what his mom's name is? Dinky.
Dinky?
Yeah.
Like Winky Dinky Dog?
Kind of, yeah.
If I could get a drop plate of either the Unicorns Are Real or a compilation of Corby Cocky Drops, that would be great. I attached some pics for y'all. I'm the one on the far left.
What do you guys want?
It's a TCU Catholic schoolgirls party. Ooh. Thanks from Sarah Burns.
Ooh.
Look at that.
Sarah.
What a theme for a party.
I saw Tyler last night.
Boy,
Tyler
that TCU
Perry?
Knows how to party, doesn't he?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, my.
Where
we
did
you see Tyler
now
Perry?
Are we?
Not Tyler Perry.
On your knees and pray.
We do.
Oh, my. Give me this.
I need to be invited to a Catholic
his demographic
school girls
too.
Party.
What do you mean? She's 23.
22.
Whatever.
Yes.
Let's see that, Snake. He's a little old for her.
Why don't we have a ticket-themed Catholic school girls party?
Oh, wow.
Oh.
What's wrong with that? Get all the olds to wear.
You want to do
girl
that
stuff?
At Girls Night Out
yeah.
this year?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it then.
Free drinks for plaid skirts.
Mm.
Sarah, we need to hang out more
it
in
happens.
The neighborhood.
Dude,
you need to help
it.
Me with my dogs and kids.
Do we want unicorns or bragging?
If you would like to be a nanny,
what do you want
too,
I'm sports nuns.
I'm
unicorns.
Up for that.
Oh, wow. She's
Whichever
the one on the left? Yeah, look at that.
Neither
of
them.
I love you.
How
yeah.
long is unicorn?
Like a minute.
Now, is she going to get in touch with you, Mike?
All right,
give us the last three Corby bragging drops you've cut off.
We threw it out there for everybody. Could be her.
Man.
Remember, if you're interested in Donovan.
And you're white.
All right, before we do the Corby bragging drops, let me say that Randy Pendergrass writes in, my wife turns 26, would love to be on Why They Don't Suck. Blah, 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 a lot of stuff he writes. He sends a picture of him and her, so...
Well, either one of these picture.
Here's the problem with Randy Pendergrass and his beautiful shout-out for his wife. He didn't give her name. So if you are someone who is married to Randy Pendergrass...
He
cares about you so much as to not include your name.
I think his wife's name's Teddy.
All right, I paid a guy off. My lunch takes about 30 seconds. I had a Wee Man poster in my bedroom. There you go. Happy birthday, Tyler.
And dear WTDS, we would like you to give a nice birthday shout-out to our friend P1 Dave. He is so hardcore. He lives in Michigan and streams the ticket all day from his home office. This even involves taking his laptop to the crapper.
That's weird.
Yuck.
He would love to hear the Texas Land and Cattle spot with Bill Bates signing your steak.
Too long.
Followed by a couple tiger texts from the old gray wolf.
That's easy.
I want the spot.
A text is a pic of his cousin and her friend that we often drool over, and we make up excuses to hang out with
them. Isn't that kind of gross to send pictures of your cousin?
Not if she looks like that.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. I would never send a picture in of my cousin.
Which one's the cousin, on the left or the right?
Nicole? Perry Nicole?
Yeah.
Well, I'd like a picture of her.
Easy. It's my cousin.
Whatever.
One's the cousin here?
The far left, she says.
Okay.
Anybody out there with naked cousins?
Well, far left. I don't know. There's only two.
Yeah, there's only two, so that can't be very far left.
Nice fakers.
Whoa.
Is that so bad?
Elsewhere. Oh, do we have to play something for them?
Yeah, the spot.
Oh, God. Texas Land and Cattle. Is that great or what?
You know how much I love Texas Land and Cattle, Mike?
How much, Danny?
I love it so much that I wrote a song about it. Do you want to hear it?
I'd love to hear it.
Here it goes.
If you like steak like I like steak, then get your steak at Texas Land and Cattle.
That's a great song.
Thank you.
I'm sure Texas Land and Cattle is very happy with that. Very proud to be associated with it.
I'm sure they are.
You took time to do that.
Get on with the live spot.
Holy cow. $25. Two people. Mike and I could show up at Texas Land and Cattle. Danny, you could take, a chicken. And you guys could sit there and you could order two entrees, two big, giant-sized Texas Land and Cattle entrees. And you would get two sides as well for the both of you. You will get an appetizer included. And all that food costs $25.
Me and my chicken will be very happy.
You will.
Signature smoked sirloin autographed by Bill Bates. How about that? There are 9 Texas Land and Cattle locations scattered here and yon around the
enough.
Area.
That's if the best thing like ever.
Steak. My God, I like steak.
The best thing ever.
Yes.
All right.
Have a birthday, Dan.
If you like steak like I like steak, then get your steak at Texas Land and Cattle.
All right, here's Mike with
a couple of very special birthdays here
today. Towing the line of legality.
No, not really. Just good pals of ours and a couple of very good players. This is the birthday of Chris Holt today.
Wow.
Steve Holt?
My hero.
Chris Holt.
How old's old Chris?
Mid-30s? I don't know right now.
37, I think.
It was 37.
First guitar player ever to play with Lizard Larceny.
Wow, what a step down for that guy.
I know.
Tell me about it.
What's a bigger step down, that or keyboards for petty theft?
They're both pretty bad for him.
It is also the birthday of Don Cento.
Right.
Another very well-known and very great guitar player.
Yeah, local.
We have another Don's birthday.
Who's that?
Henley.
Winspear.
Cornelius.
Oh, we do?
Of K-Spear.
Winstar.
Winspear, the opera house, right?
Yes.
Is this the
Happy
guy?
Happy birthday!
Is that it?
Was that opera?
Yeah.
So...
That was opera band.
I appreciate that.
Let's hear it again.
Happy birthday!
Wow.
That's the worst opera.
This Conan news has really turned Tom's life upside down.
Do like Pavarotti.
Just did.
If you like God, steak, like I like steak.
Getting through the day today with no sports term, that, and the Indians home opener.
And Conan.
It's a big day.
Quit freaking out over Conan.
What else? What other breaking news do we have? Oh, the Polish government.
All right.
Oh, I wanted to correct you on something. So I don't know if you've looked into it, actually. But
didn't look into it at all.
But the,
all I know is what TC told me while I was
he's a little off because it's not the entire Polish government like you would assume, like the president all the way down in the United States.
Yeah.
The guy that's the president of the Polish government is actually their military leader. So it's kind of like the Secretary of Defense going down. He doesn't really handle day-to-day political life in as much as he does military.
Right, because the country's run by Russia.
No, wrong.
it is too.
But anyway, it's
kind of like Colin Powell or something going down.
Yeah, it's a very significant blow.
Like
I thought it was the
Atlanta.
Top 70 officials.
No, it is by name, but it's not. Their government set up differently.
I thought they were all flying.
Oh, here we go. Expert on the Polish.
I looked into it this weekend because I was freaking
you
out
did
too.
Not.
Then how do I know that?
You
Mike?
Ate a Polish sausage.
How do I know
you're
that?
Yeah, you ate a Polish sausage and now you're an expert.
Now, why are you freaking out over the Polish government?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why are you looking into it? What do you care what happens in Poland?
The same. You don't find it fascinating when you read a story that says like what Dan said, and you take it for face value that the top 70
officials.
So you
officials, go out and have a Polish sausage at Texas Landed Cattle, huh?
No, and then I just right. All I did was click on one link and read the story, and it
one
told
link.
Me one.
If you like
one
sausage,
link. I didn't go to the library.
Get your Polish sausage at Texas Landed Cattle.
I didn't go to the library in microfiche Poland.
Were you worrying how they were going to get that light bulb screwed in?
Light bulb?
Oh, you didn't land,
but,
man. Come on, Dan.
But you know why they were going to Russia? Why the Polish government was going to Russia?
Why, Corby?
Yeah, why are they going to Russia?
Because they were. It was like this memorial set up for all these Polish expatriates that were gunned down by Russia. And this is like Russia's big apology. It's not funny.
That's the best Polish joke I've ever heard.
This was like Russia's big apology, and so they were flying everybody in.
Oh, man.
Now, did they all
and they all died in Russia. So the irony.
So they think that, you know, all they got to do is fly the Polish president in. He's not really the president at all because things are run in Russia. So they fly them all into Russia to say they're sorry.
Did they all
make it
walk
right,
in the bar?
Huh?
I'm sorry. That's funny.
And it took four of them, right?
I give up.
Are you
one
still
to hold the ladder.
Are you still freaking out? You good?
The Polish president.
And to think, I almost called in.
Three to pick up the ladder and walk this
I
way.
I almost called in your show to tell you this, but I thought, I'll wait.
And the Polish president flew into Russia. Boy, are his arms tired.
I'll bring it up during Why Day Doesn't Suck. Yeah. That'll wow them. Serious.
right.
Everybody's going to be like, OMG.
I'm a journalist.
You know, I was thinking like, God, Corby really knows his history. That's what I was thinking you would say.
You should be a teacher.
I should. Wow.
He should stop being bit guy.
We need to take Corby a little more seriously nowadays.
He really knows about the Russian or the Polish hierarchy.
Honorary doctorate in history to Corby.
Who is this?
Yeah, what right. the hell is
what
that?
What the hell?
Elsewhere, Paul Loduca is 38.
Paul who?
Tom Werner, 60.
Werner.
Matt Williams,
Opera.
44.
Wow.
Probably the biggest non-steroid power man of our generation, don't you think?
The Cleveland catcher just got shot.
He was a definite steroid man.
Frank Bank, 68. You know who he is?
The Tank.
He invented banks?
No.
He was on Leave It to Beaver. He was.
Oh, he was lumpy.
He was lumpy.
Frank Banks?
Yeah, Frank Bank.
I don't remember him.
David Cassidy, 60.
Wow.
Search.
Is he still in Tiger Beat?
That's Ted Cassidy.
Oh.
Tom Clancy.
He used to work
Clancy.
At Channel 8.
Right.
Tom Clancy, 63.
No, hold on one second, Dan. I've got Leave It to Beaver info.
Oh, all right.
This looks
Greg,
now.
Go ahead. I didn't realize. Oh, there's
that's
no.
All I really got.
Anybody else go through a Tom Clancy reading thing when you were a kid?
Huh?
Hello? Anybody? Me? I'm the only one?
How about a little more opera?
You can salvage this.
You can.
I used to read Tom Clancy.
Why is it punctuated with a huh?
In that opera?
Claire Danes, 31.
Fabulous.
Kinda
still.
Hot.
Very hot.
Shannon Doherty. 39.
Not hot.
Very hot.
Not hot. Very hot.
She is dirty.
Dirty.
I like dirty girls.
Very hot.
Andy Garcia, 54. Vince Gill, 53. Herbie Hancock, 70. What a dumb song.
Well, it really is dumb.
Genius. So dumb. Ed O'Neill, 64.
It's so
Modern Family.
Greatness. Those robotic typifies the 80s.
Yeah, those robotic mannequin legs dancing out of the closet.
Terrible video. Terrible everything.
Great video.
And maybe the biggest birthday ever, David Letterman, 63.
Solid. Very solid.
Now Spares.
Happy birthday!
It's a fart board.
Happy birthday!
Now what's that going on in the back? What's that?
He's got a horrible fill-in drummer.
Yeah. I think it's John Bonham.
No, he does. It's being sabotaged by Shoopy.
You are sabotaging Herbie Hancock, and I'm not having it.
Boats and Hoes.
Yeah, let's get Boats and Hoes going.
Lorenzo Wright. I'm sorry. Lorenzo White is 44.
Didn't we have him on the air this year? Was that him?
Actually, we had his handler on, and in the process of messing around with her, he answered a couple questions.
Right.
So, yeah, we did.
Right.
Mike McFarlane is 46.
The catcher?
Family Guy.
The catcher. Ray Horton is 50.
Former Cowboy great.
Donuts.
Adam Graves is 42.
Hockey player man.
And Bobby Abrams is 43.
The governor of Georgia.
They named a street after him.
Louisiana, rather.
Back to you, Dan.
Born on this day, now dead, Tiny Tim. And Buddha, born on this day in 556 BC.
Do you think that's why Tiger lost his focus?
What was that like when Buddha passed?
Was it weird? Did you realize his impact?
I wasn't around then.
Oh,
dead on this day, still dead, Joe Louis, Sugar Ray Robinson, Abby Hoffman.
Ooh, Mike.
He didn't say it. What are the Chicago Seven?
You liked that, didn't you?
Marilyn Chambers, Mike.
Wow.
Died on this day.
Of Behind the Green Doors.
She's dead?
The Ivory Snow Girl.
What'd she die of?
She died of a heart attack.
And
last year.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Mike. Number?
Tyler?
32.
That's why today doesn't suck.
Before? Hoover?
I put a chicken in every pot.
Hoover sucked.
That was his campaign promise?
That's right.
Every pot.
I put a chicken in every pot.
Damn straight.
I'll never get tired of the old foul bird.
What would Opera Man say about this?
Four,
all right, these
three.
Strippers,
There's
Corby,
no strippers.
Got her outside.
They're
going to be here next.